Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're live from the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2010 in New York City. And right now we're visiting with Tim Ostermeyer. He is the author and the master photographer on a children's book, a wildlife book for children, called The Adventures of Rusty and Ginger Fox. Hello, Tim.
Hello. Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. This is wonderful. The photography is wonderful. What did you enjoy more, writing the text or shooting the pictures?
I have a passion for photography, and so taking these photographs, these baby foxes, was just having the time of my life, seeing how cute they were from birth to 3 months old. And so taking the photographs was really fun, but I enjoyed writing the text as well.
Tell me a little bit about the book. What are we going to see when we open up the cover?
Well, when you're going to open up the cover, you're going to see seven different animals in this book. You're going to see a baby fox from birth all the way through adulthood. You're going to see them getting chased by predators, including a wolf, a bobcat, a bear, and a cougar. These are all gorgeous animals, and when you see the gorgeous photography of these animals, I think the children are just going to love it. The two most exciting things about this book, I think, besides the great storyline that's in the book, is the fact that there is a fact box of each of the seven animals in the book, so the kids get to learn 10 different things from each of the fact boxes of each animal, and they get to see the footprints. So when they're in the woods, they can actually learn from the footprints that they see in the book.
How did you pick the subject matter?
Well, I just had a friend who saw some foxes up in Minnesota, and I thought to myself, oh my, I have to get up there, I have to try to photograph these. And they were just babies, and so I flew up immediately to capture them as babies, and I flew up five more times over the next year to photograph them as they grew up.
When you went into the woods, did you have any trouble finding them at all?
No. My friend knew where the foxes were, so they gave me a tip, so I was able to find them fairly easily, and I used some long lenses so not to bother them too much, and they seemed to actually get familiar with people and be okay with it, because later I put two girls in the book that helped them on the island by opening up the treasure chest, and they didn't bother the girls at all in the book.
What advice would you give to aspiring young photographers, especially if they want to shoot wildlife?
I would say this. The most important thing is to start with another career. Get established in another career where you can make a good deal of money to buy all the things that you need as a photographer. My studio that I have personally costs $700,000 with the backdrops, the props, the camera gear, the backdrops, the waterfall, everything I use for photography. And I paid for that with shooting 750 weddings in the last 20 years, but also working as an engineer. If I had just started as a photographer, I never would have been able to have that studio.
You need to sell a lot of books to keep that up, Tim.
Or you can sell a lot of books. Be very successful with your first book, yes.
A lot of children's books out there, obviously. A lot of animal children's books out there. What makes yours unique?
Well, there's only one author that's doing wildlife books for children. And he is so successful that with his very creative book, Lost in the Woods, he's sold 1.6 million copies. And it turns out there's a niche for these kind of books. The kids love real wildlife books, not just illustrative books, but real photographs. And I found two niches of people that really love them. And that is some of the disabled people, for some reason, really love nature books, is what I've been told by Carl Sams. And so they're selling a lot of them to them, and they're also selling a lot of them to homeschooled children, that apparently the parents of homeschooled children love real nature books. And so these are two niches I'm going to be going after.
Hopefully you'll be filling that niche very, very soon with even more books of this nature, yes?
That's exactly right. I've got two more books coming out, all in baby animals. Next year's one's coming out on baby penguins, and in the year following that, it'll be baby snow monkeys.
Well, a lot of good luck to you, Tim. Again, the book is called Adventures of Rusty and Ginger Fox. The author is Tim Ostermeyer, as well as the master photographer. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you so much for having me.